What's up, guys, and welcome back to Put a Sock in It Pod. I'm one of your hosts. I'm one of the two. The other one is currently out of town, but the show must go on. And today, co-host slash guest is Vinny Mui, everyone.
What's up? I'm here for Larry.
This is Larry's sub, and honestly, thank God, I was getting sick of him. I needed a little... No, but for the people that don't know you, let's say someone comes up to you, and they're just like, hey, I'm Noah. What's your name? What do you do?
I'm Vinny. I'm a content creator slash, you know, creative just person in general. Yeah. I guess it's hard to explain now because, I mean, you know, because like I've kind of been like in this like transition period in a sense. But at the same time, like, I guess people would, if they do know me, they know me from like taking photos.
Right. We first met like both of our like first days in LA, which is crazy.
And or, well, no, take that back. I had been working with the boys for like maybe 2 or 3 weeks.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah. So it was my first day in LA when I went to the Hype House and like went to the gym.
That was my first time at the Hype House.
Yeah. That was our both first times at the Hype House.
Yeah.
And we went to the gym and we're working out together and we were just talking while... And I was like kind of nervous because I was a new kid in town.
Yeah.
And you just look like a... I don't know, like a
just chilling,
like a chilling person. So I was just like, I'm gonna talk to him. Went and talked to you. We hit it off, and then you ended up like, and you had previously been shooting for like Sway and stuff like that.
Right.
And then like the next week, I like joined Sway, and because that was just like my like.
How long were you home for?
Literally like 3 days.
What? For some reason, it felt like way longer.
I know. I went home like the first time I came out to LA. Was because Blake DM'd me and was just like, yo, come kick it. Like, and I was like, okay. Like, it was summer anyway. So I was like, I'm not missing anything, like, school-wise. So I did. Came out for a few days. Someone got COVID in the house, so we had to quarantine. someone, not going to say any names, but someone got COVID in the house. And so we all kind of, like, my weekend in LA turned into, like, a week and a half.
Yeah.
Kind of a blessing in disguise to be not that they got COVID, like they're good now, but and I'm sure we all kind of had it in that moment. We think we all did, but we, like we all just hung out and literally just had like a blast in the house and just kind of chilled, got along. And then when it was like clear to go, I went home, told my parents, like, what, like, look, this is. I kind of got a little taste of it, and it's, like, too good to pass up. And went back for, like, 3 days, packed my stuff, called my coach, and I was like, I'm out. Came back, and then...
You came back, and that's when we went, like, golfing and, like, to Melrose and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, one of my first... Well, my very first day, like, as soon as I got into the house, we were shooting for the... My very first, like, photo shoot to this by
that red, the
Eli
red.
Russell.
Yeah.
Which is iconic because he's killing it now.
Huge.
Yeah, he's been killing it. Just did a collab with Dior and all that stuff. Love Eli. And the shoot was, forgot exactly what it was for. It's like on the tip of my tongue. But I love that shoot. It was one of my favorite shoots to this day.
It was a shoot for Sway, basically. Like the first Sway shoot.
I think it was like, to bring recognition about like,
the group,
the Sway Boys, like that kind of thing. Like, who are these guys? It wasn't like set up in like, it wasn't set up by us. It was just like, hey, we know you guys are on the internet. Like, we want to do something covering you guys.
Wait, and how did you find Sway? Who was the first one that you found?
Yeah,
so that's a good question. We have to backtrack to 2019. So I have one of my best friends from like high school. We hung out like. After college, I graduated 2018. After 2018, started hanging out again. We went to a music festival, got introduced to one of his best friends that he had made like from the time that we kind of like were in college, like in different places. And this is my former roommate, Bree. She was like, come to LA, like, because we kind of knew each other from the mutual friend. She was like, come to LA, it's different. Like, when you live here, like, the you're in this bubble.
Where are you from?
I'm from San Diego.
Gotcha.
So, not too far away, but. Basically met her and then we kind of like talked, we were in the, kind of the same space and she was like, it's different when you move. And then the opportunity came like middle, like 2019. She was like, hey, our roommate's going to be leaving in November. Would you be interested in moving? And then I was kind of like, I'm down. Cause at that point I was doing freelance stuff in San Diego and It was like I felt stagnant in a sense, like I was doing it, but also at the same time, the idea of LA kind of was intriguing because from San Diego, you don't necessarily want to be like, I want to go to LA because it sounds like beaches, which we have in San Diego,
right.
But like way less people. So it's like, but I ended up moving for opportunities and basically she got a job at Talent X January 2020. Talent X happens to be the talent agency that founded and the Sway Boys in a sense. And so she'd been working with them. I wasn't even on TikTok, but then May comes around. She's like, hey, like we need to shoot merch. Their photographer, they had like kind of, they had a falling out. Like, would you be down to shoot it? And I was like, yeah, I'm down. Did a little like TikTok research like that day. Cause I was shooting in the afternoon, went over to the house, shot with them. And then.
Wait, so you had no idea who they were?
No. Like, I mean, like you see them, yeah, but it's like, I was on TikTok kind of not for like the thirst trappy, like dancey stuff because I was like, that's not my like lane, but it was just like, it was kind of just, you see them. Cause like that was when the For You page was like feeding
that. They
were
huge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I mean, there at the house, I get there. I don't even know. Like, I'm like, do I just direct them to come? And then, but I run into Bryce and I was like, hey, like I'm here to shoot the merch. Yada, yada, yada. Like, also, like, if you like want to shoot any like normal photos, like feel like we can go do that if they're not ready. And then so we actually went to go shoot like solo shots of him in the merch and then some photos across the street at this like deck. Mm-hmm. It's like this overlook kind of spot. And so we shot photos there. And then he was like, whoa, these are hard.
Was this before the West Hollywood house?
Yeah.
This was like the Bryce? This is the first Sway house.
Yeah. So this is like before, like,
the one that I lived in for like a month before we had to leave. Okay. And then we went to the Appian house and then Bryce got our power shut off. And then we had to go to these other Bel Air house.
This is like a long time ago.
So this is like, I think back about it. Like, do you remember when Bryce got arrested?
Almost exactly 2 years ago.
It wasn't that during?
2 years and like a month ago.
Okay. For the fight?
No. So this goes back. I think the OG
before
fans
I came out.
Yeah. This is before Noah's time.
Was this the power thing before you came out?
No, I was there for that. Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Okay, just a little like clarification on timeline here.
Yeah.
We're in May 2020.
We're in May 2020 before I'm out here. Like, I come in like late June.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So May 2020 is when like Jaden and Bryce both get arrested because of the possession in Texas and all that stuff.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
that
yeah.
little
okay,
thing.
Okay.
And then they, it's like kind of the downfall of Sway in that kind of case, because they were like what now, like we're losing all these things, like people, and like it also got more people talking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but also
blessing,
like they were just in a weird spot and they were like, we kind of need a rebrand. And that's kind of where they brought in Blake and I, because mm-hmm. Blake was they brought in Blake like a month before me, because Blake had been around for so long just not part of Sway,
right?
And then Bryce and Blake became friends, and Blake then became a part of Sway. And then Blake kind of like brought me into Sway.
He's like, let's bring another super nice and innocent and won't get into trouble person.
Yeah, yeah. So they were like a little bit of a rebrand. But so that's kind of how it went down. And then.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you were there before.
I was there before, and also literally like a week into hanging out with them. Like, this my second time back at the house. They were like, we're going to do this road trip. Like, we want you to come. And so this is peak COVID, so like all my like work is kind of on standby. And so I was like, I'm down. And then little did I know, this is the trip. I get there that morning, we're supposed to leave. We haven't even booked the Sprinter van yet. So like, I should have taken that as
classic.
A sign. And then we're 20 hours in, like we're in Texas at this point. And then that's when all the stuff goes down, like the arrest happens. And it was just like, I didn't really think of it as that big a deal, but then I like see Snapchat headlines and all these things of like us sitting on the side of the parking lot, just like with the Texas like a state patrol guy there, and it was just like, yeah, that was a weird.
Was it scary as shit?
It was scary because I was like, what? I'm the only one over 21 at this point in time too.
Oh, so you could have been like charged,
yeah,
if you were in possession.
Exactly, and it was just like it was. Yeah, I don't know. It's like you can't write that, so you can't make it up. It was right. Just like one of those like in the, I guess
in
not, maybe not right place, right time, but like it just happened to be there.
Yeah,
yeah, wrong scary. Place. Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Wrong place, wrong time.
Yeah, for real. But
yeah,
yeah
that's
basically
Wait, and then how did you two start to like link up?
So the, obviously like my first day in LA, like literally when Blake told me to come out, like I came out and we basically
worked out.
Yeah, we just went to the Hype House and like worked out. Like this is when like Hype and Sway had like this like camaraderie and it was like an alliance over anything. And then like all it takes is like a little piece of drama to like split them up. And like it was at a point where like Bryce and Thomas, I feel like we're just
literally that.
Fuck that. I feel like that, like there was a point in time where I feel like they were like cool for a couple days and then one of them just decided to be like, eh, fuck you. Okay. Like, and then like just for the sake of getting people like
talking
on like on the edge of their seat, like wonder how they're doing right now. So it was like,
it's pretty smart, honestly.
It was smart and it was fun. It was great marketing, to be fair. But like, I was new to all of it. So I'm like, what is going on? Like, why? Like,
what's all this drama?
Yeah. Like, why? Like, this is like, we graduated like high school. Like, this isn't. And so I was kind of confused at the time because I came out and I was like, did I just give up my Division I scholarship for this? Like, and I was like, genuinely like,
oh, was this like, yeah, you were out here and then this is when all that like
Huddy Nessa, all that situation. So that was like, that was, that was crazy. But then, yeah, we basically, like my first day, it was just like, we went over to the Hype House, worked out. There were big names there that I was like, almost like, I was pretty intimidated by just cause I was a new kid and like you'd seen these, it's like seeing like a movie star. Like you see these people on your screen like all the time and it's like
Nikita.
Yeah. And like
Larry,
I mean, like Addison and like Charlie and all of them were there and it's
not
so
Larry.
Fun. Yeah. Not Larry. I didn't care about Larry, but it was pretty like, I was like, wow, like this is crazy. You know, you see your whole For You page at this one house.
Yeah.
And then like, I see Vinny and he's just kind of like over in the corner chilling, like just getting his sets. And I'm like, he seems dope. So I'm going to go talk to him. Kind of cooked it up for a second. Just kind of, he was like, I'm from San Diego. I was like, oh, dope. And then we kind of bonded in like the sports world because he grew up playing sports. And then, yeah. And then like the next week when I came out, we shot Sway merch. And like, so that's, we just kept shooting together. Like we did some solo things just to like,
yeah, I was going
to
say,
how Instagram.
How did we get to the point where like Vinny starts like getting to go on trips with you?
Right.
That's like further down. That's
that, cool. Yeah. That's, I mean,
more recent.
Cause the rest cause of 2020 was like the rest of 2020 and like early 2021 was like all
Sway
and in LA. Cause I think COVID was still
like, so we weren't traveling, but also like we were just kind of, like it was at a point like when we were first getting to know each other, we would hang out because we were both like in the Sway
circle,
yeah, like that kind of thing. And it was just like, it wasn't like two people going off on their own and just hanging out. Like we were always just all hanging out.
Right.
And then like, as soon as things kind of started to like, kind of not crumble, but people just started to go their like separate ways.
The two houses and all that.
Yeah. Like two houses, like they, and then, yeah, it kind of led to this one thing of like, you know, people were going down different paths of like career wise and stuff like that. And Vinny and I were kind of like on the same page of like what we wanted to do and like what we wanted to accomplish. And so when things started to open up, then that's when like that's kind of like when I started to get into like fashion and figuring out like how to, like what next, you know, like you had TikTok, I can't do TikTok forever. And it's like, it may be around forever. Who knows? It's a very powerful app, but like, I didn't want to, like, there was a point where like, there were talks of it getting banned. Like we were all in the car, like when it like got banned for a second, we were like, what do we do? Like we just lost our jobs.
President Trump was going to try to.
Yeah. So that was kind of a scary thing. So I was like, I don't want to feel that again. Like I want to be able to pivot into anything. And so I started getting into fashion. And then when the world
started to open up. Isn't this around the time you started doing YouTube too?
That was kind of, I remember. Yeah. Cause Noah was like, it was like, hey, like we rock with each other. Like, I know you kind of get it in a sense. Like,
Yeah.
Do you want, can you help me kind of with filming the YouTube content? And then, so that kind of, I guess, started things off because we were hanging out already.
Yeah.
Oh no, that's what he said. He was like, I like hanging out with you already. Like, and we work well together. Do you want to just help me on YouTube stuff?
At the time, were you just like helping out all the boys with like shooting stuff in different ways?
Yes and no. Like for me, it was never, so basically I went into it understanding that the previous photographer, I had no idea who they were, used his position with them to like leverage his own like clout or like, you know, like with girls or whatever, whatever. And then also I kind of realized that in that space, no one values, I'm not no one, but the value of Instagram photos and photographers is not really there. Mm-hmm. And so I went into it not like, here, I'm charging this because I know you make money. It was more of like, let's just shoot because we're like home, like, you know, I genuinely like am chill with you guys. And then from there, it kind of grew into a place where it was like, I was doing my brand work on the side. So like I was self-sufficient. And then it was just like, when there were things that needed to be shot, I don't know, his manager was kind of like, he would look out for me. And if there's like, if there was an option to include a photographer fee, you know,
he would pick it up.
Yeah, exactly. So,
yeah. So I think that's kind of where like, the root of it started with like working together with YouTube stuff. And then I kind of got to like, not only was he like helping me like record it by like shooting all of it, like being the videographer, but he also like, I would, you know, not have like, I just would be lacking like creative ideas. Mm-hmm. And he like, I would go to him and he was just kind of like, try this. And I'm like, okay. So like, he helped a lot with like the creative side, which was nice. Like getting that other perspective is always nice. So then I started to kind of realize I'm like working with him so easy. And I was like, and he had studied abroad, like in college. So he's like well-traveled and all that stuff. So like when we started traveling, I was like, you want to come with? Cause like,
you need someone that can like navigate.
Yeah.
That
like, you
world.
Know your way around. And I'm like, I'm sure the brands will like tell you exactly where you need to be and where, but like when we have free time, like I don't just want to sit in my hotel. So I was like, he's always got fun, like spontaneous ideas. So like me, Vinny and my manager Maxwell are kind of like, we have a group chat called Travel Gang and like, we just travel and like get work done. And then like, that's usually how it goes. Like we travel due to work and then either stay a day or two, or have time in between where we get like our own content. And so it looks like I'm in Europe for months at a time. Like I'll be in LA and I'll have like weeks of content from Europe. And that's how I like it. Cause like when I'm in LA, it's like, what am I supposed to do? Like pose next to Hollywood sign? Like I'm not as inspired as when I go to Europe. I'm just like, this is sick. This is sick. Like, how do we capture this? How do we like, how do I get people to see it through my eyes in that sense? Like, you know, and you can incorporate like the lifestyle fashion stuff with that. And so that's like where I feel most inspired. And like, that's where we have the most fun. Like when we just travel and just kick it.
Do you have a favorite place, Vinny, that you've been to with Noah?
I mean, it has to be Paris.
Yeah, I knew you were gonna
say. Our memories in Paris are crazy.
Like I think the craziest thing was too, is just like, every time I go back, I mean, the city itself is stunning, but like the first time it was very much like the first week that France had opened up its borders. And it was just like a breath of fresh air in the sense of we're actually here and we were just doing fun stuff. Like we were on a boat on the Seine, like doing things that was that were really cool because of the opportunities that Noah like has gotten through social media, which I think makes it even more not there's not more satisfaction, but it's cool to see like what we've kind of fostered, like, and you know, like the like our friendship that we had kind of allowed this opportunity to present itself, like here we are across the world.
That's so sick.
I think the memories that we have in Paris are just like,
well, yeah, you've got to be sitting on like some cool story from like, I feel like Noah always holds like some crazy shit from his trips.
I genuinely, there's just so many, like, it's not even like crazy. It's
like,
more
have you ever
just
been shooting Noah and then like some crazy person like?
No.
Well, the fans there are like,
the fans are like, there was the one time. Our first trip there was also crazy too, because it was like I said, like they hadn't seen a TikToker, like because TikTokers weren't able to travel unless if they were a French TikToker.
And the first time I was in Paris was actually Larry and I.
Yeah, Larry was there too.
With Ami.
Larry, I remember, was knocked out half the trip, just tired. He was jet lagged the whole trip.
He was beat.
But I remember peeking my head out of Noah's hotel room. They knew that I was traveling with Noah. And so they're like, oh my God. And then Noah pokes his head out. They start screaming and chanting, like 60 something people, like, no. And I was like, oh my God.
That's like the shit you see in like music documentaries.
It was pretty nuts. Like, especially because, I mean, I'm very hard on myself when it comes to like I'm always chasing that like rewarding feeling and like, do I deserve this? And like, I'm always asking myself like, did I get this stuff handed to me? And I'm like, at the end of the day, like, I know I work hard. Like, that mm-hmm. is not like a question. Like, I know personally, like, I work hard with what I do. It's just very different, you know, like growing up and playing soccer, like, it's just different kind of work as opposed to like now where everything, like, you're never off the clock. And you know, when I have, like, I know I have videos that, like, the consumers can watch and, like, I want them to be, like, comfort videos or just, like, just put a smile on people's faces. But it's, like, it's different because, you know, personally, if I see a movie star or if I see a singer that I really like or, you know, an athlete, it's, like, it's the traditional thing to be, like, oh, my God, like, I love them because they're really good at the sport I play or because they're a singer and I love music. But it's, like, it's weird to think because it's such like a new lane to go into yeah. is like there's people that enjoy like my content because they want to be content creators themselves. Or it's just like it's weird because I sometimes ask myself, like, they'll be down there. It's like 2 a.m. and I'll hear like, no. And it's like,
oh, my God,
like, I just want to like go down there with like a pen and paper and be like, why? Like, why are you like what? Like, what do you like?
Why about me?
Exactly. Like. And it sounds like, I don't want that to sound like pick me, but it's like genuinely, it's just like crazy like that there are people that.
No, I feel like TikTokers are like the modern day like reality TV star that used to be like when people would see Kim K in like the 2000s or Paris Hilton. And they weren't on a TV show. They weren't acting. They weren't a musician, but like they knew fashion.
Right.
They
it's
knew
like, how what are you, the, what are you a fan of at that point? It's just like, it's just crazy to think like. Not obviously like Paris Hilton and Kim Kardashian are like they are icons, but like I'm not. So it's like it's crazy to think that like yeah. But that's kind of like the goal is like those people out there. Like I just want to like do things to kind of make them proud. So like in a few years they could be like, oh, I like took a picture with him before he took off, like that kind of thing. So yeah, but that's always fun. I think the memories that we have, like the hospitality always that we get in Paris is like, like unparalleled.
Which is interesting because I feel like Paris is usually filled with a lot of angry people that hate Americans
to leave. But we've never experienced
that's
that.
That's like, the thing is like, maybe it's because we travel and we kind of immerse ourselves into the culture. Mm. Not to knock on like travelers and all that, but you can spot an American.
A tourist.
Like, especially, yeah, if they're walking around with a selfie stick or if they're wearing Under Armour t-shirts, like the European, like the French people don't do that. They dress. They all dress. Right. So, and I think that's like, Noah and I went through this phase of being like sneakerheads. Like we were like, oh, like Jordans. And then we go to Paris and then it's like loafers or like just more casual. Like they were on the New Balance wave like months before America was on the New Balance wave. And it was just like, you know, you see it and you're like, okay, like thankfully we're not sticking out in a sense. So I don't think we've ever experienced that in that sense, mm-hmm. but I do know that that's there. But the hospitality is like
Americans have too. Like just,
yeah.
But no, I think another city that like we had our ups and downs in just because of like the comments and like the people like letting it get to us was like kind of intimidating. But like once we like dropped that and we're like, why are we like?
Which country?
I think London.
It was London, England. and all the comments that they were like, oh, like.
You trying to get?
Yeah, they were like, hopefully you don't run into any like Division 7 roadmen or like something like that, which is like gangs. And I'm like, I'm in central London. Like we were staying in like a nice ass area, and I was just like, I'm like not worried about that, but like should I be? Like I don't know. So like, I looked up like. Where are the gangs in London? And I was like, let's not go there.
They're staying away from here.
And I'm like, so I was like kind of in my head.
Wait, was
but
this
like,
before your soccer game too?
This was, we had went up time prior.
So I would think, I felt like your soccer game probably gave you like an in with London.
Yeah, you would think. So I haven't gone back to London since the soccer game. Yeah. But that would be kind of cool to like go back and like.
Well, plus also you were in a bubble anyway, so you didn't really get to do.
Yeah, the second time I went to England, I like it was just training and the game, and then we left. But the first time we went with W Hotels, and again had a blast, and it was really fun. And we went to Winter Wonderland, and Winter that Wonderland was that was like
what's genuine. Winter Wonderland?
It's like the OC Fair. I don't know if you're familiar, or like the big county fair, or like a state fair, but London version
during winter time. Yeah. It was so fun, like genuinely so fun. And like, yeah, I had a blast. But
what's the worst country you guys have been to?
I don't think that I've kind of been like, I don't know. I've been pushing this on Noah, like not pushing it, but like I'm very much half glass full on everything. So it's like when we lost our luggage in Scotland, Noah, I was laughing. I'm here laughing. I lost my luggage too. So it's not like, haha, like you lost your luggage. I was just like, the fact that this happens, and this was the first trip where it was just me and Noah. Maxwell was upset with us because we were supposed to go to Scotland and come back for like, what, like 9 days or 11 days?
No, like 5 days. Like literally there was a 5 day period.
Yeah. To because he had stuff to do in America, but I was like, I'm going to stay out here because we're going to be back in London. I'm going to go to Croatia and Italy. And then Noah's like, okay, I'm down. So Maxwell's kind of like upset with us because we're sending this trip like last minute, like not booking any hotels like in advance, whatever, doing what managers and like, you know, they kind of think about.
Yeah, a safety sort of thing. Like
right. And so
yeah, he's just looking out.
So of course, when we get to Scotland, the luggage is gone and I'm laughing. I'm like, of course, like the one time Maxwell's not here, like we lose the luggage, but I'm also laughing because it's out of our control. And so like,
oh, totally.
When it comes to like a country, it's like, it's hard to see there. Like, it's hard to see something like, or be somewhere and say like, this sucks because I'm always trying to be like, I'm having a good time, or like, you know, if I'm not, then it's like, what can I do to,
you're like, not
you
in know? America. So it's like,
yeah, exactly.
You could be in the place that you've been in your whole life, right?
Well, Italy. Yeah. Like, it's hot. It's ridiculously hot. But like, as soon as you step out onto the street, it's like, is this a movie set? Like, or like, we're literally eating gelato at the Duomo, like
in Florence.
It's like, you can't make that up. It's right. Like, is life like a green screen right now? Like, you know, even we're going on runs in the morning, it's like 90 something degrees, just absolutely humid, but it's also like you're running, your head's on a swivel because it's like, so
what's the country you guys haven't been to that you guys want to go to?
That's a no question.
Japan.
Ooh.
I want to go to Japan so bad. I want to go to Tokyo. Like,
do you have one, Vinny?
I've been there. Honestly, I would love to go to Egypt.
That'd be sick.
Yeah,
somewhere in Africa. But I definitely want to go to Asia. Like, I haven't gone to Asia yet. But there are...
You've been to Dubai?
No, I haven't yet. But I'm going to Qatar for the World Cup. Ooh, so that's exciting. But little teaser. There are works of like two or three different ways that I'll be out in Asia very soon, which is exciting. But that's also one of the reasons that I like to travel with Vinny or just do anything with Vinny, because... he kind of keeps me sane, you know? Like, I am a person with a lot, like, probably no more than the average person, but, like, I, you know, always have a lot going on and always thinking, like, my head's always full of stuff, like, thinking of creative things to do or just, like, personal things that I have to deal with. And it's, like, it's not an excuse, but I don't get triggered easily. It's more of just, like, I try my best to, like, see the light in bad situations. But he genuinely just doesn't have like a, he doesn't have like, I don't know the word. It's
like a negative.
Yeah. It doesn't have like attitude. A negative bone in his body where it's like we could literally get robbed and he would be like, at least we're in Italy. It's no, like we just got robbed. And it's like, I mean,
knocking wood that never happens.
Yeah, right. For real. But, like when we lost our luggage, there comes to a point where you have to laugh about it. Cause I'm working on it myself about like you can't let things out of your control ruin your day.
Right.
Like you control the things you can control, but it's just annoying when things out of your control don't go
right.
It's like, I'm literally doing everything like in my control to be the best I can. it's just annoying. Like, it's just such a, like, a nuisance that, like, something out of my control is messing up my day. And it's like, you can't get mad at it, but you could also just, it's just so frustrating.
It's a good learning lesson. And definitely. Like, I'm definitely with you. Like, I'm always trying to, like, stay on the positive side of things. And like, you can't control it. So yeah, why
we
bother? Literally,
we went to Scotland and it was a long trip. So I had checked two bags and he had checked one.
One, yeah.
All of our checked bags were still in New York at the time.
Was this when everyone was losing their luggage?
Yeah, because this was the start of summer at this point, like early June. And
are you at the airport when you find out, okay, your luggage is not here?
Yeah, we sit at baggage claim. The bags go by and it's just like...
Was anyone else around you like, where the fuck is my bag?
I don't understand.
Like six people?
If that.
Yeah. Also, his bags have priority tags.
Not that it matters.
I think it would.
Yeah. Exactly. The thing that's just annoying is like, I literally, every time like I'm at the check-in, I give them my bag, they put the tag on. I stand there and wait until they put it on the belt and I see it go in. Cause I'm like, I don't want them to just like, I'm just paranoid about it now because never in my life have I ever lost luggage.
We gotta put Apple tags on all of them.
I know. But literally, I wait for it to go on the belt and I'm like, okay, that is making it out to the plane. Take it, put it on the plane. Like, it's not. Like, I don't understand where it gets lost. And so...
Which is so funny because, like, have you seen the insides? Once it goes through that door and it starts to make it its way to your plane, have you seen that, like, what it looks like?
It's probably insane.
The journey it goes on. And wasn't it in the Toy Story movie? When the luggage is going to the plane? Yeah, it's just, like, it goes on such a roller coaster, like, goes past all
I guess.
When you see it, it looks like the type of place that it has to get lost.
Yeah,
but it's like a mail sorting sort of thing.
Right. Yeah, so, okay. But that was the thing. I was like, okay... Lost both my bags in Scotland. Like, now what? Luckily, I'm here with Boss to shoot a campaign. So, like, it's a win-win because I get free Boss clothes and they get me wearing Boss the whole time.
Did they hook it up for you, too?
Yeah.
Yeah, which was sick. So, like, we were just decked out in Boss the whole time. Got some content out of it. Like, got extra stuff on top of, like, what I was supposed to post. And so, kind of worked out. And I was like, okay, as we're leaving Scotland, we go to the we go to the airport because at the time, we are going to... Florence.
We're going to Italy.
And as we get to the airport, we had a guy from Boss helping us, like, contact someone at the airport. He knew a guy at the airport. And this guy at the airport, literally as we pull up in our car, he's there with all of our luggage. And I was like,
it's one of those, like,
wow. Like, I was so happy. And then little do we know, we make it through. I'm like so stoked. And then get on our plane to Florence. And then we get to Florence.
Florence was fine. That was fine. We had everything there. It was from Florence to, or from Rome to Croatia that you lost it again. Is that what you're talking about?
I don't know.
You lost it again, basically.
I lost my luggage
one
again.
One
of two. So I was just like, wow. But that one of two happened to be like the clothes that I wore in Florence was the bag that made it to Croatia.
Shit that you didn't want to have to wear again.
So I had to rewear. Yeah. And I was just like, not that it's like, oh my God, like a first world problem, but
it is a problem.
As a content creator, it's like, I don't want to take the same. So I had to kind of like make do with what I had. But yeah, everything worked out at the end. So it's like, I guess the stress wasn't worth it. But at the same time, it's just like, look, I'm doing my part. Like, universe, just help me out. Like, just get my bags where they need to be. Like, it's just like,
it's a nuisance.
Little inconveniences that ugh. But
it's pretty crazy that's like a big problem.
Wait, I'm seeing this question. What's something about Noah a lot of people don't know or get to see?
Oh, that's a good one. Vinny knows some shit. That reaction.
No, I mean, we've been watching the show. It's called The Boys.
Oh yeah,
Of course. Yeah.
You guys finished with it?
Yeah, we just finished last night.
Last night,
season three.
We ripped through it.
Who is your favorite character?
Oof, that's hard. I feel like what's his name? The one with Starlight.
Oh,
I'm forgetting his name.
Huey.
Huey.
You like Huey?
I like Huey. They're all assholes. Like, I don't like Butcher. I don't like Homelander. The Deep is an idiot.
Where are you going with this?
Noah just like he likes your unconventional characters, I guess.
Oh God.
I love, like,
who is your favorite?
I love, like, the characters that make the show good. Like, as much as we all hate Homelander, like, he is iconic. Like, oh, he makes the show.
It's because he like
to, like to... I like Thanos and like I love Thanos. He makes it so interesting. Like, what if we didn't have Thanos? Like, what? It's just happy days. Like, I like characters that spice up, and it's just fun. Like, and when it, everyone in the like everyone that's in the room watching,
Markel is with us. It's like my friend rooting Claire, for
the good guys. I'm like, hell yeah, Homelander icon king. Like, I'm just like,
it's not like
it's fun playing the like the devil's advocate.
Well, the boys is hard too because you have in the third season Soldier Boy as like another villain.
Right. I wasn't as big on him. He was just kind of annoying. He was at some there. Point. Like Homelander, just like. His mannerism, it's just so funny it's
like,
to me. It,
obviously, like, not his messaging, but just, like, him, like, the way that he is as a character in that. Yeah, like, you're sitting there, Noah's like, oh, I love him. And we're just like
what an actor. Like, dude, what an actor. He's so, going to win so many awards, and, like, as he should. Like, he played that role. Like, I have so much, like, respect in that case. That role, but I don't want people taking this out of context and being like, no, oh, my God, Noah loves Homelander. Like,
no, not
at all. Definitely loves Andrew
Tate. He's
like,
sick. I can agree with you on that for sure.
Like,
yeah, don't take it out of context.
I don't agree with his moral.
Wait, let's explain what The Boys, like, just a simple synopsis of what The Boys is.
All right, The Boys. First season. The Boys is a show on Amazon Prime that is basically the, like, if you take Marvel and add, like, politics and, like, real world situations. Yeah. Like, this is what The Boys... It's kind of like Deadpool. Like, the tone of Deadpool in terms of, like, being a superhero, but also, like, not being, like, always so super. Yeah. And it's just, like, the reality of, like, there are humans in the world, but there are also superheroes. And that itself right there is, like, a competing, like, market. Right. And so it's just... It's gory. It's brutal. It's funny. Yeah. It's dramatic. You said
it best. If it's definitely, like, the most realistic depiction of superheroes I've ever
seen. Like, if superheroes literally, like, it wouldn't be all
the fame and all that
stuff. Yeah, like, they would be famous, and it would be like, you'd almost, some people would probably, like, despise them because they're just, like, think they're better than everyone. And, like, what is stopping Homelander from literally just taking over the world? Like, and it's like, it's just ego that's his weakness. But I think, like, yeah, people can make the argument like, oh my God, like, Noah likes Homelander, red flag. And it's like,
that's funny what he adds to the show. Yeah.
Like, just, people are probably like, oh my God, he loves Andrew Tate too.
Just, and it's like, just, it's like four of us. Yeah, four of us watching it. And Noah's just like, we're all like, gosh, Homelander. Like, and then Noah's just like,
yes. Yeah, like, every time, like there was one scene where, like, it's a vision that Homelander has. Like, he's at, like, this rally, and everyone starts, like, cheering against him. They're like, F you, Homelander, like, all that stuff, because he had just gotten caught in, like, some lie.
Snaps.
And then he literally had, like, it's, like, one of those things where it was, like, not a vision. It was more of, like,
a daydream sort of thing.
Right. Yeah. And it was just, like, he snapped and just, like, used his eye lasers and just scorched everyone. And I was like, that was so sick. And then it, like, snaps, and it was just, like, it was just a vision. And it was just like, they're all like, oh my God. I'm like, let's go. Like, honestly, dude, about
time.
So
good. It's so graphic.
Yeah. It's so good. But it's just funny. Like,
that's really like, that's really it. Yeah. Maybe it was just like a very time relevant sort of, like, you see Noah. Cause I feel like Noah is just like Noah. Like, if you watch YouTube Noah, it's the same. Like, the same person. It's not like...
Yeah, like, a lot of influencers will put on this, like, face for YouTube and for their socials, but when you're really talking to them, they're completely different.
Yeah, I try to be as authentic as possible, but obviously, like, there are some things on the internet that, like, I'm not going to pour everything out onto the internet. So, obviously, living with Vinny for the past year and a half, pretty much, like, he's seen sides of me that's, like, you know, like, there are some, like, inside jokes that we have that, like, probably not going to put on the internet just because it's just, like, there's a reason that it's inside. Right. Yeah. And it's like,
right.
I don't know. Like, for the most part, I think, like, yeah, like, what the YouTube,
what Noah you see is what is, you get.
Yeah.
Okay. What's something about Vinny that a lot of people don't know?
Something about Vinny a lot of people don't know. I feel like from Vinny's content, you can just, like, you can catch his, like, everyone that, every time I go to an event and I take Vin with me, like, everyone's always like, dude, Vinny's just so chill. Like, he's just so cool. And I'm like, yeah, but he's just like, just a vibe guy. Like, he's literally just there for the vibes and just, like, keeps everyone level. And I'm trying to think.
There was a point in time when, like, my Instagram handle was Vinny Got Heat. And everyone was like, oh, I thought it was Vinny the Goat.
Yeah, it's like a Mandela effect. I kid you not. Like, I thought it was Vinny the Goat when I first met him.
Yeah, and so everyone, like, I don't know if people like were like, okay, this kid's calling himself the GOAT. Like, he must be like conceited.
I hope not.
But like, I know for a fact that like, whenever someone comes up across to me, like, mind. And I'm like, oh no, it's Vinny. Guy.
Forget about that.
Yeah.
Vinny's a DJ. Not many people know that, but Vinny, Vinny's nice on the.
What the?
On the just
curate the vibe. Don't even know what it's called.
Yeah. Are we talking like just mixing songs?
I check him out on Spotify. I produce too. Like, it's just more for fun. I like doing things for fun. That like, it's like, for example, like taking photos. Like, I see something and it's bad because we're traveling. I'm like, oh, that looks sick. But like half the time I don't take out my camera. I think I'm the worst photographer when it comes to actually taking photos. Because like, if it's like not intentional, I'm like, why? But then I'll take it on iPhone when it's like, I could take it on my film camera, or I could take it on this, and then it's just like,
yeah.
Or if you see something, instead of him getting like the shot for himself, he's always like, no, go in front of there. Yeah. And it's like, it's respect, because it's like, yeah. All right. No, but
that's a good person to have around.
Yeah, you. Definitely. Yeah. But it's not like, I don't know, I kind of always find myself, like, I have a pretty like small circle in terms of people that like I, you know, will tell anything to or just like open up to them about anything. But like, Vinny's one of those guys where like he's not a yes man, you know? Like, I feel like a lot of people kind of surround themselves with people that are just like, bro, do it, like, sick idea. Like, I'll tell Vinny something, he'll be like, nah, like, do it this way. And I'll be like, oh, okay, bet. And I'll take it into consideration and I'll do it that way. And it turns out it's way better. And so it's like, that's kind of like when I first started working with him, like, he's able to give like that give back. And I like that. And I don't like people, like, if I have a shit, like, sometimes there was one time, like, when I first started working with him, I gave him kind of like a shit idea. And I was like, yo, what do you think about if I did this? And he was like, what? And it was kind of just like a test. It was kind of like a test. I was like, what is he going to say to this? Because like, there are some people that'd be like, bro, so sick, you're the man. And it's like, ew, like, I don't want that.
Yeah. We don't want the deep.
No. The deep to the Homelander is so funny. But no, so I think the DJ thing, and I think like,
I'm not like really like online
either. Yeah. Like, I feel like if Vinny were to make a YouTube, it'd be the same thing as me in terms of like, what you see is what you get. Like, yeah. I feel like you wouldn't put on this facade.
Are you trying to like go anywhere with the DJing stuff?
That's more like, honestly, it's more just for fun. Yeah. Me and a few buddies and I, we kind of just do this thing where we throw events and then, you know, we just DJ. Just
love it.
It's better than going to the bar and like being with random people. It's like, why not? It's called All My Friends.
And so listening to top 40 music.
Exactly. You know, we just curate the vibes, just have a good time.
I love that.
Yeah, I mean, I think part of me is like, I would love to, but also part of me is like, that route is like kind of played out, and it's like, you know, I don't ever want to like leverage anything to like give myself that opportunity, but if I want to do something, I want to do it like
100%.
Yeah, 100%, and like from the ground up.
Yeah.
And you put
all your time into it.
Yeah.
We got a little game for you guys today. Something that is kind of unlike anything we've done. We got a new host, so
we're switching it up.
Do you have like?
I got categories.
Okay.
I got good ones.
This is called a Shocktato. Yeah. For those confused,
hold it up.
I am as well. It is a potato that I guess shocks. It has these metal plates around it, and
so basically, like, the boys are gonna go back and I'm gonna give them a category, and they're gonna go back and forth,
like hot potato.
Hot potato. They're gonna list things from this category. If one of them repeats something that's already been said, or one of them can't say anything, the potato actually has a timer on it, so it's gonna be like, I actually don't know how long, but like, right. I think it always changes. So it will run out after a certain period. So you either don't want to be the last one to have it in your hands, or you
just happen to have it.
or no, if you repeat something that like, say, Vinny said, then you have to hold on to it.
But what if we're just going and we're both just killing it, and it's just, we've just been
gone for so long.
Someone's going to get shocked.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. That's fine.
So it's not always a bad thing.
Right. How do we turn it back on again?
All right, so there are three settings. There is a normal, lame, and extreme.
We're starting on extreme.
Do we start on lame and work our way up?
We're going to start on lame. I'm genuinely a little scared. Like, when I tell, like,
we've gotten shocked before.
But not by a Shocktato.
Like, we've sat in, like, one of those
Halloween things.
13th Thor?
Yeah.
Or 21. We've experienced some bad shocks in our life, but like straight hand, like I am very like intrigued on how this is going to feel. Like, you know, like those gum things that you pull and it's like, ah.
Yeah, we'll see.
Oh, I forgot about those.
Yeah, we weren't allowed to test it before. So these are all genuine reactions. I'm a little like, it says lame. So I'm just like, how bad can it be? But I'm still like, I don't know what to expect.
These are going to make great TikTok moments.
All right, I'm stoked.
No, also this shock, that one that you guys experienced at that haunted house, way more extreme than this.
Okay. Oh, yeah, that's okay. Just
like
not
even
dope.
Extreme on this.
Like, I've seen people cry, like, yeah, coming out of that thing. Yeah. So, and we're in business.
And okay. And then you just press start.
Right now?
But I'm going to give you a category first.
How are we doing? Are we just like handing it back? Yes. Or like we tossing it?
Okay. No. Hand it back and forth.
Yeah, we can do
okay.
I think we should start off a little easy but fun. So let's start with rappers.
Oh, we got this.
Okay, but it's like this factor is kind of like we play a game at our house that's something like this where it's like just like a category
game.
You go
around the table
and it's like obviously you don't have the pressure of getting shot.
Is there any punishment though if you don't get it?
You just take away a card and like you okay.
Oh, this is extreme then. I like this. Okay.
Rappers. Okay, here we go. Drake.
Meek Mill.
Kanye West.
Lil Baby.
Jack Harlow.
Lil Nas X.
Gunna.
Young Thug.
Young Nudie.
21 Savage.
Did you feel it?
I didn't feel
shit.
Were
you holding? You're holding it too?
He's holding it,
I think so. I didn't feel anything.
I guess lame is just lame.
Okay, so let's move up to normal then.
You think?
I think so.
Should we
should have definitely felt something.
Should we skip? We should just skip. Should we skip straight to extreme?
It's up to you guys.
Up to you. Watching it be me. We'll do normal.
No, do normal.
Let's do normal. Okay. What's the next category?
Okay. Next one is.
Okay. Good first round. Good little warm up round.
Yep. Next one is holidays.
Ugh. Okay. Christmas.
New Year's.
Valentine's Day.
President's Day.
Halloween.
Groundhog's Day.
Martin Luther King Day.
4th of July.
That's a good one. Easter.
Father's Day.
Mother's Day.
Oh, I felt that. Ooh, it feels weird.
Does it hurt?
It's like, it's a weird tingle. It's like not.
Oh, I hate that.
It's not satisfying at all, but it's like.
Not awful.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, let's stay in normal for like.
Yeah, because I need
one, two more rounds. Yep.
All right, okay.
And guys, I don't see any comments being like, these guys are dumb. This is like high stakes.
We were playing. That was like, I think both rounds have been pretty snappy.
That was pretty solid.
Yeah.
Yeah, these are high stakes, guys. Like, when you have the pressure of. And, we have three cameras on us plus a shock tato.
And knowing that the shock tato is about to go off in any second, right. Kind of like.
Oh, it's terrifying.
Yeah.
Okay, I got the next one. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Just start.
Basketball teams.
Lakers.
Suns.
Clippers.
Knicks.
National. Or Wizards.
Kings. Oh!
Shit.
Ow! It was more like
it was a that was a
I
quick
said
one.
Kings, and then like as it was going off my finger, I just wasn't expecting it. Ooh, okay.
He's like, oh shit!
My finger ate all of that. Yeah. It was like out of my hand already, and then also my finger just got caught.
Oh,
oh
no!
Shit, that was a great reaction.
Okay.
Okay. Wait.
Wow.
That was so good.
Ooh, okay. Ooh.
Yeah, it's kind of scary. It's like,
it sucks that
I
like.
I think you when you caught it, you were catching the end of the zap almost. Cause like when I did it, normal did like it. Feel it.
I caught all of the normal, but it was just like all. It was like thrown throughout my hand.
My pinky. Yeah. My poor pinky's like shaking.
Yeah.
My poor pinky's just.
Okay, I have a good one.
That was quick. Like, that's the hardest part is not knowing when it's going on.
Because
it's, like, one thing if, like, you re-say it or, like, you run out of things and you're just like, I don't know. Like, I'll take it. Like, you're prepared for it. But, like, when you're, like, thinking and then out of nowhere, it's like, ah.
It's honestly good that you don't know when it's coming, you know?
I guess. Okay.
All right. Next one is action movies.
Oof. Okay. Transformers.
Top Gun.
Fast and Furious 1.
Mission Impossible.
Fast and Furious Tokyo Drift.
Mission Impossible 2.
Jason Bourne.
James Bond.
James Bond Skyfall.
Reacher. Jack Reacher or whatever.
Fuck. Why can I think? Oh, I couldn't think.
Did you feel that one?
I felt that one. Yeah.
When it's calm, it's like it's easier. Yeah.
There's a lot there. Hunger Games.
I know. Die but that's hard. The thing. Like, I can't.
Yeah. We were very much in this category of like the Jason Bourne, yeah, like James Bond.
The ones have sequels.
Big franchises. Explosions. Yeah. Franchise movies.
That was good. There were some ones I have kind of sucked. Should we go to Extreme?
We should.
I think we should move to Extreme. Do two more rounds.
Oh, two no. more? Okay, we'll do it.
Fucking hell.
Oh, restaurant chains.
Like that one.
Yeah.
Like fast food?
Anything. Fast food, fancy food. If it's a chain, it works.
More than one location, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. All
right. This one better go for a while. There's so many.
Okay, here we go. Nobu.
Oh.
Fuck, just happened.
Oh, yeah, no, keep holding it. It just doesn't have the sound.
Nobu.
McDonald's.
Burger King.
Chick-fil-A.
Taco Bell.
Del Taco.
Wendy's.
Whataburger.
Jack in the Box.
Oh, Famous Dave's. That was kind of a cheap one. That was my bad.
Ow!
Did that hurt? That one hurt?
You like feel it in your nerves. It just like goes right to it.
Oh no.
Like an electric shock.
Oh,
that was a bad toss on my part though. No. I'd take.
It was also just we started because I didn't. There's no
song. You guys are moving fast.
Yeah, we were going. The beginning, like I didn't know if it started. And I kind of.
I feel like I would always just like throw it before saying it.
Just
you
like
know?
Toss it like way up in the air.
Like when you feel like it's gonna just
Chick-fil-A.
Just blows up. Imagine
you just like try to catch it. You're just like, oops.
I did see that a lot of that in the videos I would watch of it.
Like people would purposely drop it.
Yeah.
Rats.
Fashion houses.
Oh, Noah's gonna rock me on this one, but.
Maybe that's good. You've gotten more shocks.
Yeah. I know, but like, I want to give it a fair like.
I mean, I feel like I know enough to get by on this. Like,
yeah, there's so many.
Yeah.
Honestly, we can include the like. We should just say fashion brands because then you fashion can do brands. Like Nike, Adidas.
Okay, but we could like elevate it. We could do a threshold where like the Nike and the Adidas like aren't included. That way, it's a little bit more. I feel like yeah.
Okay, so it would be would like a Zara Forever 21 be included in that? No. So it's like nicer brands.
Yeah.
Okay. I like that. All right, we're going to do basically fashion houses, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here we go. Fashion houses.
Fuck.
Yeezy.
Amelian Dior.
Ami.
Louis Vuitton.
Kith.
Dior.
Noah.
Hermes.
Oh!
That was genuine. That was so genius.
That I had to toss it. That was like
you caught that one, huh?
Yeah.
Dude, that one totally could have kept going too.
We were on that one. That was a good.
Oh, so many left.
I had like three just know, like yeah. banked in my head.
Yep. Like Mugler.
You guys are gonna have to run this with Larry. I think
we have to. We have to. Larry would be good.
I've been nervous. He's gonna be like, no fucking way. I don't want to get fucking shocked. You'll make him.
Well, that's the thing. I'll put it on extreme so the music's not going, and then I'll start it. And I'll just like as we're talking, just like put it on his leg.
We just can't explain to him that.
No,
like,
tell him we're starting on.
And I'll literally just start it and be like, okay, I haven't. It's off right now. And then just like explain the game to him while he's
like,
holding it.
If he asks, like, does it shock a lot? We should just lie and say no.
Literally, we should do that. All right, first question. We're moving on from the Shocktato and just doing just random questions because these are like some of my favorite things. If you could live inside the world of any painting for 24 hours, which would it be and why? Are you like, what's your painting intellect like?
I mean, I can't name because I definitely there's like I wouldn't want to be in the Mona Lisa like I like
no, yeah.
That's just like not,
hey,
not
Mona,
it.
she's just such an RBF. Just an RBF like.
But maybe like I think I've seen the ones of like the Greeks at like the long table like. You know,
dope.
Last Supper.
Yeah, Last Supper type thing. Just chill with the boys. What's up, like, boys?
Exactly. Just getting after it, all white. You know,
that'd be sick.
I think immediately, I just think it would be like just because it was like the second painting to come to mind. But like living in like a, pretty sure it's Van Gogh, the Starry Night.
That is
kind of cool. Yeah, like it was just like cool. Like what would you look like in that case? Or like,
or even just like the,
like a
the
Keith
Haring
painting.
There. Not too familiar. You're gonna have to pull that up for me.
Keith Haring.
Yeah.
The handsome Squidward. Like, it would be kind of fun to like.
Like, yeah, that looks like you're on like some sort of psychedelic
trip. But no, I definitely like where you're going with the Last Supper is really cool. That like looks like a vibe, I guess.
That's a vibe.
Describe this one.
This is, I've seen this painting before in like art class.
Like Bridgerton meets like, yeah, it's like Bridgerton vibes.
Yeah. And it's just a bunch of people at a park.
Yeah. I forget what it's definitely called, something about a park.
I know.
Yeah. Yeah, that one's.
Nighthawks Diner, Edward Hopper. This is the painting I would live in.
That's a vibe.
Just like moody. They're at a diner at nighttime.
And that time, whatever, not time, but like 40s. The era. Yeah.
What? Okay. Same question. Like, if you could live in any movie, what would it be and why? This is a tough one. Like, there's so many ways to go on this one.
For the sake of them being like, whoa, Inception and Tenet.
Mm.
Like the idea of like the backwards whatever thing and then being able to go to the future,
right?
Like of Tenet and rewriting the past to turn it into the future and Tenet is really cool. But I guess that, and then being the whole Inception thing of being in someone's dream to like alter their realities
is pretty nuts.
Yeah.
I would trip out if I saw like the buildings go over like they do in Inception.
Oh, I know.
When they just like curl up.
I'm trying to think. Like, I'm trying to be like really outside the box at this one because there are movies that, like, off the top of my head, I'd be like, that'd be cool. But, like, I don't know if it would be the movie, you know? Yeah, like, I'm trying.
Like, bend it like Beckham?
No, not like that. there's a... I just had one on
maybe
top of my
Angel
head.
In the Outfield could be cool, too. Ooh. That's, like, a more fun one.
Yeah, because it's like, you got to consider, like, the characters you're going to be surrounded by.
Right, like, imagine, like, being in the Hunger Games.
Or, like, Mean Girls.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Any Wes Anderson movie? Have you seen any Wes Anderson movie?
You have to name off top.
Wait, low key like a Great Gatsby. That'd be dope to be in that.
Cool, yeah.
Or like some kind of like I know it's not like imagine being in Peaky Blinders. Just because I'm on that right now.
Mm-hmm.
Wes Anderson did.
He's with Timothy right there.
He did Fantastic Mr. Fox.
Oh, just weird ones.
Moonrise Kingdom.
Okay, and I haven't seen Grand Budapest, but.
Oh yeah, all these movies, Royal Tenenbaums. If you haven't seen any of these,
I mean, I have some homework, I guess. I haven't really watched many of these.
Are these
Christopher Nolan's one of my favorite directors, but this guy beats him.
Really?
It's the most insane production
design. I've heard like only the best about Wes Anderson.
Yeah, all these are insane.
Oh, we kind of disregard it. Like, what about like any Marvel movie? I think that'd be kind of cool.
It's like such a cliche.
I know, but like it would be cool. But
like WandaVision.
What about like Real Steel? That'd be dope.
Real Steel.
Have you seen that? Have you guys ever seen that?
No.
What? Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Real Steel. It's like where they instead of having boxes, like they have rope and like people can control. I don't know. It's hard to.
No, I was thinking about Transformers. Hurt? Like, imagine if you lived in like the Transformers world. Right. That'd be kind of like that. Or like, did you guys ever see Zathura?
Yeah.
That'd be kind of cool.
So like the game board, right?
Yeah.
Jumanji.
Let's do another fun question.
All right. If a crystal ball could tell you the truth about yourself, your life, your future, or anything else, what would you want to know? So you get one answer to any of the... Mm-hmm. You get one answer.
Like how... You could ask like... How am I going to die? Yeah.
Don't want to know.
Hmm.
Yeah, that's deep. I feel like... You could go so many routes with this. I feel like just with any
there's
of these
a
questions.
Lot of things that like I don't want to know, not for any like negative reason, but just for like for it to be in the back of my head, like
is that going to change the course of
like my thought process on my entire existence?
Yeah. Is there anything from your past that you want to know?
I feel like for yourself, it's like you could ask like, what is it that I need to do to like fix whatever problems I have in my life.
Yeah, that's a great way to think about it. Yeah. You know? That, like, I mean, not to like bite off your response, but if I were to know or learn of something that I could fix or improve to like change the course of my life to be more successful or happy, anything like that, I think that's
who would take that?
But that's also like the easy answer, I think.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of something that regards like,
oh, you should do, I'm cutting you off, but you should do like, would I have gone pro? Like, where would I have gone pro?
No, hell no, I don't want to know that. Because imagine it's like, crazy. You'd be up for the Ballon d'Or this year. It's like,
It'd kind of be cool, to know, though.
It'd be cool to know. Like, if I continued on that track. Yeah. But
or, like, you asked, what do I need to do to end up on the team of my dreams?
Oh, that takes a lot. I think he knows, Liddy. Like, yeah.
There's no special formula there. It's just hard work. But I feel like on this question, I would do something regarding, like, how do I maximize my, like, happiness?
Yeah.
Like, that sounds so cliche, but it's, like... I don't know.
You're winning from it.
More than anything in life, like, I just want to be happy. Like,
yeah.
And if there's an answer with that, like, I'll take it. Vinny, if you could win any game show of your choosing, which would you want an automatic win for?
Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
I feel like you got to go for one of those that, like, is going to give you $1 million.
Is it a show that you're going to get a financial gain, or is it just something you could go the rest of your life saying, I won this?
Well, because, like, right. You could think that way.
Low-key survivor. Because
I'm thinking money, but then also, like, what if you want to love?
Knowledge, too.
Survivor? You get the money and it's just bragging rights.
Like, what about Love Island? You get a relationship and money.
I don't want a relationship in Love Island. That is the last place I'm searching for a relationship is on Love Island.
Like,
can't trap me in a place with 20 other people and being like, one of these is your soulmate.
You know what
it's
else?
It's a great show. If anyone knows me, like, I love Love Island. It's just funny.
Ninja Warrior would also be fun.
That'd be fun.
What do you win on that?
I don't know.
Some kind of money.
But you're also, at that point, you're jacked.
You're a Ninja Warrior.
Yeah.
I'm going Survivor 100%. Like, that's such a flex, and you get $1 million.
Okay, well, I guess mine is, I would love your opinion on it. It's either... Obviously, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire Wipeout would be fun. Not Wheel of Fortune. What is the... I'm forgetting.
The Price is Right?
No, it's What Is... And then they have... There are three of them. They have to write down the right word. Or so whatever for 200.
Why am I... Oh, going? Jeopardy?
Jeopardy.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
That's because, like, those have pool, like, and you're...
Oh, yeah, you can keep, if you win one game,
you keep going.
You keep going to the next one. You could win millions.
Yeah. And at that point, you just have superior knowledge of.
Right. You know everything.
Maybe it's like random facts, but it could be just like.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm still on Survivor. I think that's the biggest flex. Like, winning Survivor, like, you're the ultimate, like.
So have you heard of Big Brother?
Yeah.
You know Big Brother?
Yeah.
I know they're like brother, sister to Survivor. That's a game show I grew up watching.
That's a good one as well.
It's like trapped on an island. With the same people, or trapped on a house.
I would take the island just because it kind of
forces you to be out of comfort.
You're overcoming so many different things on Survivor. Like, you have to, like, one, I guess you have to be able to deal with people. You have to, like, not be too good at, like, the challenges where you become like a threat, but, like, also just. I don't know.
Mentally too.
Like, exactly. There's so many things that go into Survivor. Yeah. Like, if you win Survivor, like, if like that's so much respect for that person.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Yeah, but which game show could you win without an automatic win based purely on your own skills?
The Amazing Race.
Oh.
Which one's The Amazing Race?
That'd be sick. I've heard of it. They're partnered up and they go around the whole world.
So, like, you and I could be partners, but like, it's a lot of times it's brothers or like couples.
Yeah,
you have to like get clues. You figure out and then you have to find the next clue, and then
it's a big game.
But it's leading you to different countries.
It's like, a big treasure hunt.
Yeah.
Around the whole world.
Yeah. Wait, what the? That's crazy.
Yeah,
I used to love watching that show.
That show's insane.
Based on my,
I think I could win that too.
I don't think I'm in good enough shape to win American Ninja Warrior, but I do think I'm in good enough shape to win Wipeout.
Yeah,
to be fair, it's just like. You could be the most in shape person, but all it takes is one like beam hitting you at the wrong second. So like Wipeout is like, because I've seen some people that have won Wipeout and they're not like exactly in like the most amazing
coordinated
shape.
Yeah.
It's just like,
That shit is crazy when you see that.
What's that?
It's crazy when you see that. Like someone win Wipeout, that you're like, wait, what the fuck? I could have won.
How
this.
Did you win? And it's just like the other people just did it.
Yeah. Right.
I feel like game shows that require like knowledge. Like I'm pretty like. Good with just like random facts. Like I love just like learning like little things. That's whether talking to people or just like not knowing the answer to something. I always just like look it up.
Yeah.
But in terms of like,
you guys could win Family Feud. I think.
My family.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, my family's pretty smart. I got a family of teachers and educators.
Have you guys been on Family Feud yet?
No.
You should do that.
Yeah.
That'd be sick.
You guys could totally get on too. I just put too many words in it.
If you had Wait. If you had the same song to start to play around you whenever you accomplish something for the rest of your life, what song would you choose? And when I say play around you, I mean everyone and you is going to hear it. Imagine having floating speakers that appear whenever you accomplish something. Like, what's just like
there's no escaping the song like when you accomplish something.
Song. Like,
yeah.
But describe something like accomplished. Because I could do something as like fill up my gas and then all of a sudden like speakers come out of nowhere.
Yeah, maybe not like accomplished like that. I think more like you uploaded a YouTube video, like something that's going to benefit you. That is a big accomplishment.
It could be so troll.
Or like you finished your soccer game.
Are you scoring?
And you're in the locker room. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's basically just like your hype song.
Or you like shoot a celebrity you've never shot before, you know.
Oh, I know.
You just popped a celebrity. Let's go.
I know what song I'm doing.
Yeah, what song?
Apostopa by YB and Amir.
Oh, shit.
You have to admit, that'd be hard.
Yeah, that'd be sick.
Yeah.
Like, as soon as you just like, I keep it rocking.
Honestly, yeah. Hearing you say that, I feel like Baby Keem by Baby Keem.
Oh, yeah. That'd be good, sick. Too.
Baby Keem would be a sick one. I kind of want like something like Elton John to just be blaring when I do something sick. Like, imagine.
Yeah.
Or like someone with just like a strong voice. Just like a Mariah Carey. Just
like Benny and the Jets.
Belching, you know.
Two completely different.
Yeah, there's so many ways to go. If you got stuck in an elevator for 24 hours with one of your friends, who would you want it to be stuck with?
Who would you not want to?
Oh, God. That changes it completely. That's what I was like, honestly, probably Ben.
This is so sweet.
Yeah, you keep me calm.
Let's see who you would and maybe would not.
Who I wouldn't, like, just completely, like, describing someone that I would not want, like, I feel like there's so many characteristics of someone that would just not be good to be in like an elevator with, like someone who's like
hyperactive.
Yeah, and like super anxious. It's like not the time for this. Like, we need to. Is there a possible way to get out? Like, is it like, do I want someone that's like good problem solving,
or is it a challenge,
or is it literally like you're just locked in there?
You get out after 24 hours.
Oh, da da da! I forgot about that.
So like, you just have to rough it out for 24 hours.
For 24 hours, who could I stand just being with?
No, who would you not want to be?
Yeah, but
let's do both. Yeah, I want to hear both.
Okay, not first. Who would you not want to be with 24 hours? Just, I could just say a random name. I feel like someone that I feel like that would be annoying, but like I don't
love him. He knows I love him, but Maxwell. He's too anxious.
Oh, Noah's manager?
My manager.
You have to admit, like, the way we travel together.
He'd be,
like,
he'd be doing emails.
But, like, what if he doesn't have service? He's just like,
right.
He
service.
And Maxwell would tell, I always take naps. He can't nap. So I would just be sleeping. Maxwell would just be, like, he needs something. Like, so that's
wow. A good one. Okay, that's a good one. Yeah, then I guess I would want someone that can sleep. If Larry was here, he'd be like, I'd be fucking for 24 hours. I like, as much as I love random questions, I suck at them just because I think way too deep about it. And I'm like,
could you be stuck in an elevator for 24 hours with Bryce?
Probably not. But,
Tyler?
He'd be funny. For the sake of it, like, Larry would get so annoying.
I'm like shocked that wasn't your first answer.
I know, but it was like, it's such a basic answer. Like, because I know one, Larry could take it, like, if I said his name. I don't want to say someone that, like, text me after this podcast and be like, hey,
what,
like,
the, you what can't? The fuck? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Also, I feel like even Larry knows he would not want to be stuck in a fucking elevator for 24 hours.
Right. Yeah.
That's a good one.
I think that's fair.
Yeah.
But yeah, guys, that was it for this episode. Vinny, thank you so much for stepping in. Honestly, comment like.
Should we replace Larry with Vinny?
Should this be a permanent replacement for Larry? Even though we are in Larry's house right now recording.
I know, right?
We'll just be like, hey, don't mind us. We're just going to report the podcast that you got kicked off. But no, thank you for coming on.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, if you guys like this episode, make sure you give it a big thumbs up, like it, comment. One, answer that first question, like Larry or Vin. And then also comment, what should they comment? Something random. Comment whatever. Yeah. And subscribe and turn those post notifications on. And we'll see you guys next time. Peace.